We humans make it happen. The divine is. We humans make it happen. The divine is. What is it that we humans want to make happen? Well, we want to make happen that our life is happy. We want to make happen that all in the world is in divine order. We want to make happen that everything we do is a good thing. We want to make happen that everything we are is good, beautiful, wonderful. We want to make these things happen. And in the divine, they just are. And they always will be just that way. They always will be just that way for all of us because all of us know who we are. If you said, I would like to be the ideal that I am. I would like to be my ideal self. I would like to be the ideal expression of the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal person, the ideal being. Well, that'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Now, if we were the ideal beings, then we would have ideal homes to live in. We would have ideal communities to be in. We would have ideal weather all the time. We would have ideal happiness all the time. We'd have ideal foods to eat. We would have the ideal food that's beneficial for our body. We would have all these things that scientists are discovering today, going out into the jungles of here and there and coming up with all sorts of natural food elements in the soil, from the soil, and bring it to us and say, this makes our liver work, and this makes our heart work, and this makes everything else work. Well, now, the divine being has all that already. The divine being has that in abundance, and we pretend we don't have it. We pretend that we don't have those things in abundance. Now, why do we pretend that we don't have those things in abundance? Why do we pretend that those things are really not ours now? We pretend that because we like to play the game of being human. Now, the very fact that we say the word human, we're saying that it's a limitation. The very fact that we're saying the word human, we're saying the word that it is not fulfilled. It is not ideal. If we could just change the word human to the word ideal, we perhaps could live a more aware life, a more fantastic life, a more beautiful life, but it means that we must give up something. And the hardest thing for us to give up, once we have established it in our life, and we have established it in our life, is the idea of being human, the idea of compassion, of the idea of sympathy, the idea of feeling sorry for ourselves and for others and for the world. Now, why would we want to have sympathy for the world, compassion? Why would we want to be understanding? Why would we want to be all of those things that are human? I'm only human, we say so often. Why would we want those things in our life? Well, we want being human in our life because we think it is right. We have been subtly taught these things by our parents, by their parents, by their parents, and by on into infinity, that we should always take care of our neighbor, we should always take care of another, be your brother's keeper, do all of these things. That's what we think we should be taught. But if you do not know how to swim, you cannot dive into the river to help someone who's having trouble getting across the river. If you do not know how to be a master of yourself, you will never be the master of your world. You'll never be the master of all circumstances that go on in your world. You'll never be divine. Now that you are divine, and that you cannot deny that you are divine and always will be divine, that's a truism. But as long as you think you should have compassion, sympathy, understanding, that you should be your your brother's keeper, that you should help your neighbor. You don't help your neighbor because you want to help your neighbor. You help your neighbor in the act of being yourself, of doing things that you like to do. Your neighbor has a lawn that needs to be mowed, and they don't have time to get out and do it, or maybe they're sick, or maybe they've got problems. You don't go over there to help them do that, because that's a recurring thing that comes again and again and again. What you do is you like your neighborhood to look pretty, and they're in your neighborhood. And so you go over and you mow their lawn for them. You sweep their walks for them. You wash their windows for them. You do things for them, but you don't let them know this. You're not doing it because they need it. You're not doing it because you need it. You do it because it's your nature. It's your nature to live in a beautiful world. It's your nature to live in a world filled with flowers, filled with happiness, filled with joy. And so you go out and you be happy, joyous. You be filled with flowers. You tell your children, hey, now when you sweep our sidewalk, sweep theirs too. Or there's a little old lady up the street, she doesn't get out too much. Well, now, that's a reason that we say, and we should not say that. We just say, hey, take your broom and go right on up the street and do all the sidewalks. And you know, I'm going to the store today, and I'm going to buy a couple of boxes of flowers. And I'm going to plant them in my front yard, and I'm going to plant them around. And I've got more than I'm going to need. So why don't you go over and ask each of the neighbors, you kids can do this, and say, my dad bought too many flowers. Can we plant a few in your yard here? Oh, my goodness, yes, thank you. And you see, some might say, no, don't do that. Then I got to take care of them. Or most of them will say, how wonderful, how thoughtful, how loving you are. And you are loving to yourself because you're so proud. You're so happy to see the flowers that your dad bought being planted in somebody else's yard and growing up beautiful. Some, you may even go and water them. You may even go and tend to them. But you're doing this because of yourself, of your divine nature. Your divine nature wants to share being divine. It wants to have this out picture of being divine, and it can only have the out picture of being divine if it is divine within itself, and that is its expression. Now, therefore, to it and all that sort of good stuff, we say, I am always expressing my divine nature. I am always expressing my loving nature. Can you imagine the divine in creating all the world, as the Bible tells us, in 7 days or 6 days, and he creates all the world? And can you imagine him giving me more flowers than he gave to you? Or he gave you more flowers than he gave to me? Or he gave me better looks than he gave to you? Or he gave you a happier, healthier body than he gave to me? He gave me diseases and he gave you health? No way. We have taken those things upon ourselves, and we have said that they are ours. We have said that those things are our nature, our human nature. And as long as we look at life through our human eyes, through our human nature, we will always see need, wants, desires. We'll always see things that are incomplete, and we will always be incomplete. But all of our life, we can turn ourselves over to being divine, to being whole. We're born with every vitamin our body would like to have to be perfect. We're born with everything that our body needs to be magnificent. Our mother gives us, as we are born, everything that we could ever want. All of us are perfect, are ideal. All of us are divine. That's the way we're born. But little by little, we tell ourselves we're only human. And now, this is the day that we say, I am only divine. I am absolutely divine. I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm absolutely fantastic. I'm absolutely all that is good and very good, and I like it and I love it, and that's who I am, and that's who I'll always be. This wonderful, glorious, fantastic, divine being that I am. And I am that today. We humans make it happen. The divine is. So I turn myself over this day 100% to being divine in every way, in every attitude of my life. And I am so happy. I am so happy. Oh, I love me, I love me, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.